Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Still with me in the studio is Archit, the co-founder of ClearTax.com. Archit, lots of questions that are coming in. Tell me, with GST, generally, they say it's the biggest reform of independent India. Are you in conjunction with that thought?
I completely agree. It's a big, big reform because it helps smoothen up supply chains, logistics, warehousing, all those things for when you're transporting goods. A lot of people have offices across different states because they were selling to different states.
Yes.
And so all of that gets simplified, like the kind of way to look at it, one nation, one tax. And then people don't have to stop selling across state boundaries or have more work when they're selling to different states.
There were limitations before.
There were absolutely limitations before. So people would open up different offices in different states so that they could be eligible for that particular state's VAT, and they didn't have to deal with central sales tax and so on and so forth.
Somebody sent us a screenshot of an animated picture saying previously you had a girlfriend, a wife, a half girlfriend, an office girlfriend. Now it's just a wife, and that's what GST is. So to simplify it for the layman, we have another question that's coming through a voice note. Archit, will you take this one?
All right.
Hadisha, I've got a very important question for the GST expert. If my supplier is giving me a tax invoice with GST, later on he's not submitting that tax with the government, then why government is going to penalize me by not allowing me to get the input credit of that transaction? It's not my fault that the supplier is not filling the GST with the government. So I hope you can ask this question with the expert and I can get some more light on this. Thanks. This is Avinish.
The choice of supplier now becomes critical. A person who you're buying from and they do not do the GST compliance and they do not do the GST billing and filing correctly, they are going to be impacting your profitability. They are going to be impacting your input tax credit. So it's critical that you do business with people who are be doing the GST filing. So
how does one find out, Archit? That's pretty crazy, right?
It is pretty crazy. So I'll talk about it. Like, how does one find out?
Yes.
Like, so at least on the ClearTax platform, how we've imagined it, like the vendor and supplier, like if they're not uploading, at least you'll get to know. And you can either onboard them onto our platform, for example, or prompt them. But like the government is planning that after a few months of rolling out GST, they'll come out with a 5-star rating.
Like,
you can be like 1-star,
yes,
2-star, 3-star. And so you get to choose the vendor on that basis.
It's kind of like in America, they have social security numbers and you have credits. And if your credits are good, then you get a loan easily. And going by your credit rating,
credit score rating
is how the government then eventually opens up different facilities. It's going to work on a similar...
Yeah, so GST rating, like, kind of thing. And so basically supplier rating becomes your... Our software also does that supplier rating for you, just in case. But like, it really will matter. Like, people will have to tell the supplier, hey, go do your GST. And it's not that complex.
It's like smart. The government has made it a civilian movement of sorts where people have to force their clientele or client base to go ahead and comply by the GST, right?
Yeah, it's like input tax credit chain. So everybody tells each other, the chain goes. And so,
I'm assuming the first quarter will be a little tricky, and once the rating system is out, it should smoothen up, right?
Yeah, so I think like the two things, like I sincerely believe in, like the rating system should like be delayed a little bit, like it should come out in time. People will get used to it.
Yes.
And the other part is like there should be a clemency window, like there should be some window of relaxation where if people are making mistakes, they don't know what to do, businesses don't know how to do, they should be allowed like a window for recovery and
for errors and recovery.
Exactly.
And I think the government will more clarity on that tomorrow when the official announcement is made, right?
Yeah, the midnight session. It's
midnight session. Sleepless nights, Archit.
Sleepless
at ClearTax.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.